Penny Jackson knew that it was probably wrong to be so excited to see her ex-husband come crawling back, but she was willing to live with the character flaw. "You know he's gonna wanna hire you," her friend Naomi said. "Oh yeah, the sweet smell of validation." Penny leaned back in her chair and considered the possibilities. "I want him to beg. Not in a vicious, I hate your guts way, but more as a show of support for divorce women everywhere," Naomi asked. Penny laughed. "Exactly. I suppose that makes me petty and small." "Maybe, but you're looking especially fabulous today, if that helps." "A little." Penny smoothed the front of her loose sweater and glanced at the clock. "We're meeting for lunch downtown. A neutral location, no memories, good or bad."
"Stay away from the good ones," Naomi warned her. "You always were a sucker where Cal was concerned."
"That was so 3 years ago. I'm completely over him. I've moved on."
"Right."
Naomi didn't look convinced.
"Don't think about how great he looks in his clothes or out of them. Instead, remember how he broke your heart, lied about wanting children, and trampled your fragile dreams."
"Easy enough," Penny thought, a flicker of annoyance muscling in on her good mood. Nearly as bad, 4 years ago, she applied for a job as a cook in Buchanan's, one of Cal's family's restaurants. The job had been strictly entry-level. She would have been in charge of salads. There had been 10 other applicants. Worried she wouldn't make the cut, Penny had asked her then-husband to put in a good word for her with his grandmother. He'd refused, and she hadn't gotten the job.
"This time, the job's coming to me," Penny said.
"I intend to take advantage of that. And him. In a strictly business way, of course."
"Of course," echoed Naomi,
not sounding the least bit convinced.
"He's trouble for you. Always has been. Be careful."
Penny stood and reached for her purse. "When am I not?"
"Ask for lots of money.
I promise.
Don't think about having sex with him."
Penny laughed. "Oh, please, that isn't an issue. You'll see."